Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for this day, O God, that you have made, and Lord, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We're appreciating you this morning, God, asking you, Father, to touch our hearts this morning, God, touch our minds and our spirits this morning, God. Father, thank you for being the lifter up of our heads. We ask you this morning, God, to touch us that we might have, oh God, hearts of grace and mercy the way you have grace and mercy on us, oh Lord. We ask you this morning, Father, if you would, oh God, look on the inside of us, God, and anything that's not of you or like you, God, we ask you to move it in the name of Jesus. We ask you this morning, God, to look upon us, oh God, with a heart of mercy, O Lord. But give us eyes to look upon our fellow man, our neighbor, O God, with a heart of mercy, O Lord. You said to love our neighbor as ourself, O God. And lately it doesn't look like in this world, God, that we love ourselves, God, because we're not loving on each other. We're not seeing about each other. We're allowing the enemy to wreak havoc from one end of this world, oh God, to another. And this morning we ask you, God, for protection, oh Lord, for strength, oh God, for mercy and grace, oh Lord. We ask that your mercy and your grace abound, oh God. Move through this world. Move in this world, Lord. Cause your people to rise up, O Lord, in prayer and supplication, in fasting, O God, O God, O God, and praying, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah this morning, Lord. Hallelujah this morning, God. All grace, all grace, all grace, all merciful God. Hallelujah this morning, Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and who made earth. Hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Magnify the Lord with me this morning. Let us exalt his name together, for he has done great things. He has done mighty things. He has done marvelous things. The Lord is worthy this morning. Wherever you are, just give God a praise of hallelujah. Give God some glory this morning. Hallelujah. Lift him up this morning. Hallelujah. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves this morning. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is the author and finisher of our faith this morning. We call on the Most High God to move upon this earth. We call on the Most High God to go in, oh God, season and out of season. We have to be in prayer and supplication. He says to pray without ceasing. Thank you, Lord. He says to let our requests be made known. Thank you, Lord. We have to talk to the Father, talk to the Son, talk to the Holy Spirit this morning. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. praying without ceasing. This morning, let us pray. Amen. This morning, let us pray. Let us communicate with God. Let us allow God to be God and allow him to do what he does. This morning, oh God, let us pray. As Christ told us to pray in such a manner, let us pray this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. What we know as the Lord's Prayer, found in the book of Matthew, in the 6th chapter, thank you, Lord. We're going to look there this morning. We're going to break this into 3 parts for you this morning. We'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible this morning. Word this morning, let us pray. Amen. When you can't do anything else, let us pray. Amen. Before you fight and argue, come together. Let us pray. Amen. Before you try to retaliate, come together. Let us pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Matthew 6th chapter. Oh, my God, beginning at the 6th verse. And I'm going to share just with you right now the 6th through the 8th verses. Well, let's read it in its entirety this morning, and then we'll come back. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse, and it reads as follows. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Jesus. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. As we go into the 9th verse, it says this. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. As we go to the 14th and 15th verses, they read as follows. For if you forgive men their trespasses, thank you, Lord, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The word of God, amen, for the people of God this morning. Let us pray. Somebody say, let us pray. Before you make a decision, somebody needs to say, let us pray. Before you step out of bounds, somebody needs to say, let us pray. Before you allow that person who's angry to walk away, somebody needs to say, let us pray. Before you jump on the front lines of the marches, somebody needs to say, let us pray. Let us pray this morning. Amen. We're going back and looking at the 6th to the 8th verse for just a moment. And that 6th to the 8th verse really tells us how to pray. And it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, thank you, Lord, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. My God. When you pray, enter into thy closet. Does it literally mean to walk into a closet and close the door? Enter into that space in your spirit, amen, that inner portion of yourself, that closet, that hiding place with God, amen. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God. When you pray, enter into that precious, that quiet time, into that secret place, that most intimate place with God, amen? And when you shut the door, when you seal the door behind you, when you've gotten into his presence, when you've asked him to allow you at his throne of grace, it says, pray to the Father, which is in secret, amen? And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward you openly. You see, let me tell you, when you pray, it says, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. So if you use in vain repetition, you're doing as the heathen does. Amen. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But it says, be not ye therefore like, don't be like them. For your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. Oh my gosh. You don't have to pray the same prayer over and over again. Now let's get that straight. Because yes, we are praying the Lord's Prayer over and over again. If we're talking to God about something specific, that's okay to pray to him over and over again. But when he's talking about the vain repetitions, just so somebody can hear you say something in a certain manner. If you think about sometimes praying and you've seen people pray or you've been in the presence of prayers, amen? We're not trying to talk about anybody this morning, but we're trying to get some clarification, amen? When we've listened to prayers that were repeated the exact same way every time to a congregation, to a point where you could sit there and repeat the prayer with the person. You knew when they were going to stand up. You knew when they were going to do this. You knew when they were going to do that. Vain repetitions. It means you're not praying to God. You're just repeating something you heard or repeating something over and over again. That's when it's vain. That's when it's not reaching God. That's when you just calling it just to be calling it. The word of God tells us not to call his name, the Lord, that God's name in vain. That's when you just, oh, Jesus, oh, God, oh, please. That's calling in vain. You're not talking to the Lord. You're just calling out something because you feel like calling out something. When thou prayest, says enter into that closet, it means you got to be intimate with God. Even if you're praying for a group, for a congregation, for your family, for your loved one, when you're praying, amen, even when you're praying with your voice aloud, you can enter into that closet, you see. And when that door is shut, because what happens is when you begin to pray, remember, you're not praying to the people, you're praying for the people. You're praying to God. So you can still enter into that closet, into that intimate place when your prayers begin to come forth, even from your mouth, even in the presence of others, but you're in the presence of God and you're not praying to the people. You're praying to God for the people. Thank you, Lord. It says when you pray, don't use those repetitions. It says, be not therefore like those who pray for repetition, just to be heard, just to sound, make somebody think it sounds good. Come on. It said, why? For your Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. So why are you asking God for something you know you don't need? That's a vain repetition. Why are you worrying, using up God's time and worrying God out of the spirit, really? Instead of being in the spirit and thinking on the things that are really needed. When you are praying to God, come on, Jesus, when you're praying and you have entered into that secret place, into that closet, when the door is shut, what happens is all of the outside influences no longer affect you. When you go into that secret place with God and you're praying, even if you're praying aloud, even if you're praying openly, you're still praying in secret. Because what God will do will begin to reveal things. It says he knows what you need. He already knows the things you have need of before you ask. So he will begin to minister in your spirit and cause you to know what to pray for. Thank you, God. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wanted to set us up to be able to talk to God in a manner pleasing to God, in a manner in which he knew we could cover everything that we needed from God. In Matthew 6, 9 through 13, it says this, and we have coined this as the Lord's Prayer. Now, we need to know the Lord's Prayer, and we need to teach the Lord's Prayer. Our children need to know the Lord's Prayer. For when you don't know what to pray and you don't know how to pray, Christ says, pray in this manner. After this manner, he says in that ninth verse, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be what? Thy name. Holy is your name. When you're entering into that prayer with God, you're getting his attention. Amen. Our Father, we're proclaiming that you are our God. You are our Father, that you are over us and not beneath us. Come on, God. After this manner, pray. Our Father, get his attention. Hallowed, holy you are, God. Hallowed be thy name, Father. Oh, gracious and mercy, God. Merciful God. He says in this manner, you see. He didn't say that's all you have to say, but you pray it in this manner, like this, in this way. So hallowed be thy name. You're exalting God. Exhortations need to come forth. You getting God's attention. God, thy kingdom come. That 10th verse. Thy will be done. Your kingdom has come, God. Your kingdom, your time is here, God. Thy will be done. Your will be done. Whatever you deem for this earth, oh God, let your will be done in earth as your will is done in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We pray daily for God's will to be done. We've got to accept when God releases his will into the earth. Amen? We pray this thing. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. The cure God. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, your will be done for me, God, in earth as your will is done for me in heaven. While the angels are setting me up, God, I'm praying for your will in my life, God. And I've got to accept what your will is. Your will may not be what I think it is, God. Your will may not play out the way I thought it would, God. But your will be done. And if you hold fast and stay fast with God, even though things may come and things may go, I promise you, you're going to come back full circle to what God promised you. Sometimes we think that God has not answered our promises. We go on a job. We're hired as a supervisor. It doesn't work out. It seems like we're on cloud nine at the moment, but things just get a little shaky. And we say, you know what? I'm walking. Or the people say, you got to go. God, this must not have been what you had for me. That's what you've got to say. And then all of a sudden, you go ahead and release from that thing, let go of that thing. And what God does a few days later, a few weeks later, a few months later, a few years later, is causes you to end up in a position that's so much more than what you thought God had for you. Come on. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So God, if I've got to go through a journey to see your will, take me through that journey, God. If I got to travel a ways to see what it is you have for me, let me travel a ways, God. Give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread. Feed us, God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Give us this day our daily bread. Feed us daily, Father. Feed our physical man. Feed our spiritual man. Oh, God, give us this day what we need, have need of, God. We're asking you to give it to us, Lord. We're asking you for whatever it is that we need, oh, God. That thing that's going to carry us from day to day. Give us this day, oh, Lord, our daily bread. And the word goes on to say, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I'm going to go on past that for a moment. The 13th verse says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray, somebody. Lead us not into temptation, God, but deliver us from evil. Come on, somebody, let us pray. Lead us not on the front lines of foolishness, God, but deliver us from evil. Come on, God. Lead us not into temptation, God, to provoke, oh God, the law enforcement, God, I don't know where God going with this, but deliver us from evil, God. For if I step out of line, God, something might happen to me, God. If I'm out of, oh God, side of your will, God, something might happen to my child, God. If, oh, lead us not into temptation, God. Don't lead me into that store to pick up something that doesn't belong to me. Don't lead me, God, oh Father. Jesus, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever. Yours is the kingdom, God. Don't lead us into temptation. We want to be with you, but deliver us from evil. If we're with evil, we're not a part of your kingdom, God. If we're with evil, we won't be covered by your power, God. If we're with evil, you can't get the glory from our lives, Lord, forever. And it simply says this, amen. Let's look at amen for a minute. Amen. Somebody said, let us pray.
Let us pray.
Come on, let us pray. And when we end that prayer, we end with amen. Whatever the prayer is that we've sent forth before God, God told me to teach this morning. Whatever the prayer is that's gone forth, that we've released into the atmosphere, whatever prayer we've taken into our secret closet, whatever prayer we've had to pray for our brother or sister, whatever prayer we've had to pray over the world and this land and country, whatever prayer we've had to pray, oh God, for our home and family, whatever prayer we've had to release to God in the name of Jesus, we end that thing with amen. Amen. Simply an exclamation uttered at the end of a prayer or a hymn, it says. But it means, so be it. It is, God, what it is. Hey, your will be done. So be it, God. It's used to express agreement or something called assent. And assent simply means the expression of approval or agreement. Let's stay right there on amen for a minute. When we make an agreement, we say amen, you see. When we bring those things to the Lord, when we release those things to the Lord, and we close it with amen, we sealing the deal right then. That means, God, so be it. It's in your hands now. So be it. Amen, God. It's a contractual deal with God. Amen? When you make an agreement or you enter into a contract, come on, then what's on the line is on the line. You can't change it. Come on. What's on the line is on the line with the contract, amen? But with God, see, you can come back with another prayer. You can come back with some other things. See, God doesn't shut us down at amen, amen? He doesn't, amen, amen. He doesn't shut us down at the end of the contract. You know, you sign a contract with man. And when the deal is over, that's it. When you sign a contract with God, that thing might weigh out for a little while. See, when you, oh God, come on, Jesus. When you sign a contract with man and a certain work has to be done in a certain time, that's it. Don't linger past that time. But also when you sign a contract with man and you close the deal, you get maybe a warranty on that thing. When that warranty is out, guess what? It's out. And if you sign a contract and don't get a warranty, and you drive that car off the lot and that car breaks down a mile away, that's it. But when you sign that contract with God, somebody say, let us pray. When you pray to God, you leave everything on the table. Yes. You tell him, you bear your heart to him. You give him your burdens to bear. You give him what's going on in your spirit. When you say amen, it's an agreeance with him. He's in agreeance with you. He loves you, and you have to love him. Amen? Amen. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. I'm teaching this morning. Amen? Amen. And I hope you're learning.
Amen.
Somebody said, let us pray.
Let us pray.
Matthew 6, 14 and 15. They really are a condition of prayer. Now, if you remember, Matthew 6 through 8 told us how to pray. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Thank you, Lord. 6 through 8 told us how to pray. 6, 9 through 13 is how Christ told us in this manner. This is the way you go before him. Use this as your outline. Use this as your guideline. And if this is what you pray, this is exactly what you pray, then you already covered. Amen? Matthew 6, 14 and 15, though, we stop at amen. But we need to go on and look at this because this is a condition of our prayer. It says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Uh-oh, Pastor. Back up just a moment. When we prayed, I told you I was going back to it, that, oh God, thank you, Lord. 12th verse said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I told you I was coming back to it. Keep that in mind. And forgive us our debts. Many of us have come up to say, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen? Amen. So that 14th verse of Matthew, the 6th chapter, says, for if you forgive men, if, remember this Christ still talking, you forgive men their trespasses. Oh, forgive us our trespasses, our debts, as we forgive those. It says, if you forgive them, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. This is a condition of that prayer. But if you forgive not men, the 15th verse says, their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We've got to pray. Somebody say, let us pray. We've got to pray and ask God to teach us, show us how to forgive. Because this word says, if we forgive those who have trespassed against us, if we can't forgive people who have done us wrong, we can't expect God to forgive us for our wrong. Come on now. That's what Christ said. That's what his son said. If you forgive those who trespass against you, the heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not them, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We want God to do all of this and some, and we harbor in hate and unforgiveness in our hearts. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Trespass. Let's look at that word. Trespass. The definition they give for trespass is entering the owner's land or property without permission, to trespass on or against. But then it goes a little deeper. To trespass on, make unfair claims on, or take advantage of something. I'm going to say someone or something. When you trespass on, you make unfair claims or take advantage of someone or something. You trespass against the person. You can trespass against somebody's kindness. You trespass. You take advantage of someone's kindness. You take advantage of a situation. That's trespassing on. To trespass against to commit an offense against someone or something, to commit an offense against a person or a set of rules. Trespass. Mess up. Do wrong. Trespass. Commit an offense. Break a law. That's trespassing. Amen? Commit an offense. Insulting is a trespass. Amen? Thank you, Lord. I know that, and I don't know what God is taking me here. Many of us are not in agreement with our current state of affairs as it comes to our government. Many of us are not in agreement of the president of this country. But you cannot become insulting. You cannot be insultive, even if he is. This says, forgive men their trespasses. Somebody not going to like this morning, but it's real. And I don't want you to mess around and miss heaven because you holding stuff against somebody you can't touch because God not going to let you. God is going to do what God is going to do. Forgive men their trespasses. If you forgive them, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We got to forgive all of the people who have done us wrong in our life. Whether it's been individually, personally, racially, that's what we seem to be dealing. I'm telling y'all that racial division is a pit from the pits of hell. It's a demonic warfaring spirit from the pits of hell. Don't get caught up in it. Yes, I'm black. Ha. Can you see? Yes, I'm a female. Ha. Can you see? But I am. Kingdom. I am a Christian. I am a Christian. And if I'm going to follow God, I've got to do as God has said to do. Forgive men their trespasses. If you forgive men, I'm still on that 14th and 15th verse. Because we stop at the Lord's Prayer. We stop at that 13th verse. But Christ goes on to say, for if you forgive men their trespasses, let us pray, y'all. Let us pray that we can be forgiving. Let us pray for those who despitefully use us and abuse us. That's the word of God. Let us pray. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will the Father forgive your trespasses. So everything you've done wrong, don't expect God to forgive you for it. You can't forgive people. You don't want to forgive. We keep bringing the stuff up. Let it go. Let it go. I can't tell anybody what to speak on, what to say, but in your heart, you got to let it go. Because it will mess around and send you straight to, you know where you're going. Don't mess up with God. Don't get caught up because this is the devil. This is the enemy. He is the author of confusion. God is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us pray. I didn't know God was going that deep this morning. Let us pray. Let us pray. But we have to forgive. Yes, I've been done wrong. I've done some people wrong. And I have prayed and asked God to forgive me for doing those people wrong. I have asked those people to forgive me for doing them wrong. If I've done you wrong and I'm not aware of it, you need to let me know. Because I will ask forgiveness. Do you understand? We have to pray. Let us pray. We have to pray and ask God, God, forgive me for those things that I've done wrong. And I know I've done wrong. God, forgive me for those things that I've done wrong. And I may not be aware that I've done wrong. But if we want God to forgive us, we've lied on people. We've cheated people. I'm talking to somebody out there. We've taken somebody's life. And it may not have been that we killed them physically, but we ruined their life with this tongue of ours. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We ruined somebody's life because of the hatred for ourselves. I'm going to say it. You hate yourself and you don't like anybody else. He says, let us pray. We won't stay in this condition if we pray. We won't stay with that hard heart if we pray. It is prayer that will cause us to be compassionate, Jesus, as Christ was compassionate. If Christ didn't forgive the world for what the world did to him, we wouldn't have a chance right now. We wouldn't have a chance. If God didn't forgive the world for what the world did to his son and how the world and the earth has turned their back on him, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We've got to forgive. We've got to forgive. I know it's hard sometimes. Somebody say, you hadn't been through. Yes, I have. I may not have gone through what you went through, but I've been through my own stuff. I've been in some situations where I was very much hurt, and I had to forgive. And sometimes I would feel that thing welling back up in me, but I had to forgive. Sometimes I would feel those same emotions for that person that did me wrong, but I had to pray and ask, God, help me to forgive. God, help me to let it go. I don't want to be reminded of the foolishness. Some people might. Some of us flock to those things. If you've got a spirit that's always seeking revenge, always seeking foolishness, you need to come on, let us pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. If you find that it's hard to love others, come on, let us pray. If you're finding that you're struggling in this life as it is right now, come on, let us pray. God, we thank you for our life right now, just as it is, God, because we pray, let your will be done. So let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, my prayer, oh God, that this is your will for me and that you will sustain me through your will. Let us pray. My marriage seems like it's falling apart. Seems like the honeymoon is over too fast. Let us pray. Don't you dare not talk to God. Don't you dare turn your back on God. Don't you dare feel like you can't go to the Lord in prayer. He rent the veil so we could come directly to him. We don't have to go through the priests. You don't have to come through me. I don't have to go through my mother. I can call on the Lord and he will hear my cry. And he will pity every groan from within. Long as I live and troubles rise, I'll hasten to God's throne. You better go to the throne of God. Let us pray. You need to take it to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. And when we go to God and we pray, we are up front with God. We might as well, because he already knows what we have need of. Oh, my goodness. Be not like the heathen, for the Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. Let us what? Pray. Let us talk to the Lord, our God. Talk to God. And when you learn how to talk to God, let me tell you something. You learn how to be open and upfront. But God will teach you how to talk to others. God will teach you how to communicate. But when you communicate with God, he'll teach you how to communicate with others. When you're open and upfront with God, because everybody doesn't try to be upfront with God. I don't know whether they think God is not God, you see. Because we go to God with some foolishness sometimes. We know it's foolishness. Jesus. God already knows. Come on. You can't tell God nothing on me. Because God already knows. Come on, Jesus.
Yes,
he does. Oh, my gosh. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Lead us not into temptation. God, please don't call. Please help me not to help me not go into that situation, God. Oh, God, lead us not into temptation. God, when my girlfriend calls and says, we going to do this or we going to do that, or my boyfriend calls and says, we going to do this and we going to do that, God, deal with my mind. Jesus. Deal with my spirit and say, don't you go. Mm-hmm. Lead us not into temptation. When I see that old fling And I know I have no business being with thou. Lead us not into temptation. Come on, God, deal with my mind. Cause me to, no, thank you. Lead us not into temptation. When I want to blow up at my brother or sister because I don't like what they said, how they say it, God, lead me not into temptation. Don't let my anger come down so your wrath can move. Jesus. Lead us not into temptation. Thank you, God. The enemy wants you to buck. He wants you to give in. He wants you to disgrace yourself and God. When we have made a fool of ourselves, and I hate to say it that way, the word says, call no man a fool. I'm talking about ourselves. When we make a fool, when we have done some things that's just foolish, and then when somebody says something, we're ready to tear it up, and we know we're wrong. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. All that's evil, y'all. Everything against God is evil. Lead us not into temptation. Ungodly relationships. Homosexuality. Somebody mad this morning. I don't care. Lead us not into temptation. Come on, lying. Liars. Lead us not into temptation. Idolatry. Lead us not into temptation. Evil things. Lead us not into temptation. Fornication. Sex before marriage. Y'all, somebody saying, yes, because God has saved me. Jesus. Lead us not into temptation. You don't leave somebody else out there to go to hell because you messed up and made that mistake before. You tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, what he's done for me, how he saved me, how he turned me around. Saul. Against all Christianity, God had to turn him around, Paul, and make him Paul, and make him, when he was condemning the people of God, God caused him, God did, to change his ways and begin to fight for the people of God and try to change those who were still fighting against God. See, God doesn't change us just so we change. He changes us so somebody else can be changed by the power of our testimonies. Others shall overcome. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Why? For thine is the kingdom. God is the kingdom, I'm telling you. God is the kingdom. You want to get in God because you want to get into the kingdom of God. God is the power. God is the glory. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we think, we ask, or we pray. Let us pray this morning. Let us pray this morning. To God be the glory this morning for the things that he has done. Let us pray. Amen. Come on out there. Give God a shout. Give God a praise. Give God a waving of your hands. Come on, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you this morning, God, for the people of God. We bless you for those who are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. We thank you this morning, God, for those who will be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. We thank you this morning, God, for those who hear this word and need to come on in. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that they will confess with their mouths, believe in their heart that Jesus Christ. Died and was raised from the grave, that he has ascended to the Father, but that he is coming back for us, God. We thank you this morning, God. Let them receive you, God, as their personal Savior right now, Father. And for those of us, oh God, who have done wrong, God, who have cut others off, God, who have trespassed against our brothers and sisters, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus. For those of us, God, who have held in our heart for those who have come against us. Let us release it, Father, in the name of Jesus. You see, the enemy, oh God, does not want us to forgive. He wants us to hold it because he knows if we don't forgive those that have trespassed against us, he understands that God won't forgive us. And we need to be forgiven this morning. Don't you hold that stuff. I don't care if they're dead, if they're alive. I don't care if they beat you, if they molested you. I don't care if they took all your money. Don't you hold that up in your heart. You ask God to release it in the name of Jesus. I don't care if they slept with your wife, if they slept with your husband. I don't care this morning what they did that trespassed against you, whether they cheated you in an agreement, in a contract. Don't you hold that stuff this morning, because God is able to lift you up from that. Thank you, God. The devil doesn't want you to forgive, because he knows if you don't forgive, he knows this word more than we know the word. He knows what the word of God says. He doesn't want you to have a forgiving heart. He wants you to stay hard and rock and caught up. He wants you to stay messed up in your mind, in your spirit, in everything that comes out of you speaks hatred. Everything that's reeking from you reeks hatred. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. The enemy does not want us to forgive. He wants us to remember the hard times and the hardships. He wants us to focus on when we were oppressed and down. He wants us to stay bound up in the chains of racism. He wants us to stay bound up in the chains of hatred. Oh my God, of lust. He wants us to stay there, not forgive our brother, our sister, whatever their race, their color, their creed, their socioeconomic status. He wants us to hold it against them. Because if we hold it against them, God's going to hold it against us. Let it go this morning. Somebody needs to get somebody together and just say, let us pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on where you are and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God. We
praise you, God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Magnify your name.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Give you all
go
glory.
Into every household right
Jesus.
Now. Every home, God. Anything disrupted praise in the Jesus. Spirit that's causing, you, oh God, non-forgiveness, Lord. We ask you, God, oh God, to cause their hearts, their minds, their spirits to forgive. Right now, let it go, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, to come to you in prayer, oh God. Understanding, Lord. Understanding you are the great I am. You are able to change our hearts, God. Oh, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. Hallelujah. On behalf of this world, this earth, oh God, we need you, Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. God is in control. Let it go this morning. Just pray. Pray, people, and let it go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, this morning. Amen. We give him glory this morning.
Hallelujah.
Honor and praise.
Jesus.
You already know what to do.
Amen.
You already know how to bless us.
Yes.
Rhema CF Church, RhemaCFChurch.com. You already know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
If God so leads you, amen.
Yes.
We bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. We bless his holy name this morning, for he has done great things. He has done mighty things. Call somebody today that you've been holding back on calling. Give it up. Let it go. Call them and say, let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if they don't receive it, you continue to pray. You continue to be steadfast, unmovable, and you abound in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your work is not in vain in the Lord our God. He is God. He is God this morning. He is God this morning. He is God and he is able. This world may be upside down, but our God is right side up. Oh God, he is God this morning. He is the keeper of our soul, keeper of our minds and our spirits. If we would just talk with him and walk with him, spend that time with him, get before the Lord in prayer and lean not to your own understanding. When you pray, the angels in heaven begin to move. When you pray, things begin to move in the atmosphere. When you pray, God begins to move on your behalf. When you pray, hallelujah, forgive us, God, our debts, oh God, as we forgive our debtors. If they owe you something and it's gone, God, years gone by, I had to just let it go. Let it go now, I'm telling you. Let it go. Let it go. They done stuff to you. They call me, oh God, everything but a child of God. Everything but a child of God. Forgiveness to those even on the jobs I've been on. Forgiveness, oh God. Oh God, because I can't take that stuff to my grave. Somebody say, I'm going to take it to my grave, and you're going to take it straight to hell if you do. Let it go. Pray unto the Lord, our God. Believe him. For who he is, who he's been, thank you, Lord. And who he will continue to be. Amen. Amen. I'm going to continue to live in excellence and walk in expectation. Amen. I'm going to continue to live in excellence and walk in expectation. Thank you, Lord. Good morning to you, people of God. Amen. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, people of God. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Remember, living in excellence, we walk in expectation. And every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. God bless. Until next time, be blessed. Let us pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.